go talk about the reports that Matthew Stafford has tested positive for COVID-19. And what's the latest on that story, Tim? Tim 20men, by the way, DetroitLions.com, standing by live.
Well, yeah, you know, the reports are the reports. You know, the Lions now have 8 players that have fallen onto that COVID-19 list. And look, I think teams were prepared for this. You knew if you weren't going to be in a bubble that you were going to get positive cases. They have protocols in place. You know, he's now in that protocol. He's got to pass 2 tests within, 25-hour window there to return. And, they're just going to do everything they can to keep everybody else healthy. But they went in knowing this was going to happen. So, you can look at it. Obviously, it's not a good time for it to happen at any point. But for the Lions' sake, better than a Friday in October before a game. You know, now you've, you can build up your protocols. This is happening early. You can learn from it, and they'll just move forward.
Tim 20men, DetroitLions.com, Lions NFL insider, joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. So where are we at right now in terms of Lions who have officially opted out? Any number?
Yeah, there's 2. John Atkins, defensive tackle that we saw earlier, and then Jerome Allison, wide receiver who they got in free agency. And, you know, Allison was going to battle for that 5th, 6th spot, after the 3 that they returned. And then Quentin Cephas, obviously, who they drafted. They got some other young guys. So, obviously, you don't want to lose anybody, but people have, reasons, family reasons, personal reasons. And, I don't think the team looks down on them in any which way. It's everybody's right to opt out. We'll kind of see where they're at. But the Lions are at 2, and it was kind of reserve guys that haven't had any starters opt out yet. And that deadline's approaching. I know the league wants to move it up, but I think guys have about another few days, I think until the weekend, to officially opt out. And then get some of the benefits that the league and the Players Association agreed to. So we'll just kind of, have to wait here in the next couple of days. But as it stands right now, Lions have 8 players on the COVID reserve list and 2 players that have opted out.
So Stafford could be back, in 10 days? Is that it?
Yeah, he could be back in 10 days. And, so he's just got to pass 2. He's got to be negative in a 24-hour period. He's asymptomatic from all reports. So this could be something that moves quickly. It could, so he's just going to have pass 2 tests back-to-back. Then he can return to action. So, I'm not quite sure on the spacing of the days for that, but that's kind of the protocol as it stands right now.
At what point, because I'm curious, there's been no tackle football played since this pandemic began, there'll be no preseason games. At what point do you know a schedule, or is there any talk on when actual contact and tackling would begin for the Lions at Allen Park or in any NFL facility?
Yeah, so there's a ramp-up period. And that's kind of, the Lions started the strength and conditioning part of that right now. They won't be on the field until about the 12th for actual, practices with helmets and stuff like that. And then they are allowed 14 padded practices, and I believe the start date on that is August 17th or right around there. So essentially, 3 weeks before their first game, and they're allowed 14 padded practices. So it's going to be probably late August until we even see images of the Lions in full pads going through what we typically see as contact practice and training camp. So there's a long ramp up period before that time. So probably about 3 more weeks for the guys to get in condition, get their legs under them. There was no spring season either, no spring OTA practices or mini camp. So, these guys are, behind the eight ball a little bit. So I think the NFL and the NFLPA did a good job to give these guys enough time to get their bodies right, so that when they do get on the field late this month in pads, hopefully we don't see a lot of the injuries that some people might think we see, because, these guys really just haven't, been on the practice field in a long, long time. And so, but that's right about where we're at. It's going to be the end of the month. And then, they've got 14 padded practices they can do, no more than that. So it'll be up to Patricia and his staff to kind of see where they're at in terms of, you know, putting those together and getting the team as ready as they can before that opener against Chicago.
Yeah, hindsight, I'm surprised that there wasn't a week of contact in early August in case they had an outbreak, or to gauge what that physical contact would bring in terms of possible positive COVID-19 test.
I just think the bodies weren't ready.
Right.
You know, I think if you don't go all spring, you have no OTA practice, which teams usually have 10 of, then you have 3 days of minicamp. Now, they're not in pads for those, but, you know, the competition's ratcheted up there, and they're in helmets, and there's contact. And as you know, you've been out to Allen Park and seen some of those even non-padded practices. It's like a padded practice between the offensive and defensive linemen. You know, on every play, there's contact between those guys, even when they're not in pads. So I just think there was a risk that, look, we've canceled the preseason. Let's do everything we can to have a season. Let's get these guys along. Let's get their bodies. Let's limit the soft tissue injuries, which is what we see a lot in the early camp, the hamstrings, calves, all those kind of things. So, let's do that. And then we'll get to pads when we get to pads. But I think they're just trying to take a step process to make sure they get as many guys to the regular season as they can so that we can have a season.
For the fans listening out there, what's the situation for, as you get closer to the season or even in season, expanded practice rosters, expanded ability to sign and bring in players if you get multiple players who test positive for COVID-19? And I'm talking later in camp into the start of the season.
Yeah, well, I think one of the big things that we've seen is the expansion of the practice squad. So that was going to expand from 10 to 12 anyways with the new CABA, and now the league has expanded that to 16. And so they've limited some of the rules that you could do with the practice squad as well. You can have up to six guys, I believe, on that squad that have an unused number of accrued seasons. So there were some limitations before. You couldn't have a guy who had more than three accrued seasons on a practice squad. So basically, you can have an extension to your 53-man roster now on the practice squad. You can take a vet who's been in the league for 9 years, and he could be eligible for your practice squad, essentially. And so that's one of the things. You can also protect four of those guys on a week-to-week basis. Now, normally a team could come and say, hey, we want to sign X off your practice squad, and you wouldn't really have much to say about it if he wanted to go. So now you can protect four of those players. So I think we'll see some of those things. There's going to be a little bit expanded roster on game day as well. I think they're doing some things, understanding that guys, you know, are probably going to contract the virus at some point. Guys are going to get injured because of so much time was off of football. So I think they've done some stuff to help teams expand the practice squad rosters, expand their rosters a little bit so that they can deal with these things when they arise.
But Stafford is doing, he was asymptomatic, but he is doing okay, correct?
That's my understanding is, yeah. No, I haven't talked to Matthew personally. And we haven't had a chance to interview him yet as a collective media here in Detroit, but all reports are that he is asymptomatic, that he's fine, and that, you know, now he's into the COVID-19 protocol, and hopefully he comes out of that quickly and safely.
Amen. Tim 20man, DetroitLions.com. You can follow the Lions in training camp in the season 24/7 at DetroitLions.com. Thank you, Timmy.
Hey, no problem. Anytime, huge.
All right, that's good news about Stafford asymptomatic.